Welcome to Hammer Time! Number one sports bet show, come out with Pat McAfee, Corbin, Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
Ah, to baby Tone!
That man right there, that's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Why?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sia. Bruce, Bruce.
What's going on,
dude? What is going on, dude?
Not a lot. The Home Run Derby.
Home Run Derby.
The Midsummer Classic is kicking off.
Sure.
I got a few bones to pick about the Midsummer Classic.
Okay.
The first one is that the prospect game already happened while there were other MLB games going on.
Yeah, what was that? The celebrity game happened too.
Yeah. That one's always... I thought that one was always pre-recorded.
Maybe.
Is that like the Rising Stars game?
The prospect one is, yeah.
Yeah. I guess maybe I just didn't know that.
Water here.
The celeb one is. The prospect game, I'm not positive.
Was in Seattle.
Huh?
I forgot it was in Seattle.
So did I, until I saw some bombs being hit in the softball game.
Could go if I, was that's allowed in.
It's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah. Real shame.
Yeah.
I would have gone to the Derby for sure.
Get that figured out, huh?
Get that sorted.
Before we jump into the Home Run Derby tonight, and there's no Wimbledon tomorrow.
I saw one match, and the dude's a minus like 370 favorite.
There is Wimbledon. A lot of heavy dogs. Dirty Mike does fancy one.
Okay, that's nice. We'll get to that too. This weekend, betting wise, I think we have another good Friday.
Tony, I'm going to be 100% honest. I went 0-2 on my, Friday giving out. So my Saturday, picks for Wimbledon. I think I might get back into baseball.
Okay, good. Today's a good time to do it.
Yeah. Perfect time. Oh, yeah. I went 5-2.
That baby. I went 5-1. Friday was good. Hey, fucking stay hot, fellas.
Let's go.
It was 4-3, maybe.
There you go.
Winning.
Not great.
Yep.
POD. POD hit on Saturday, though. Tweet out POD.
That'll baby.
That's what matters.
Good thing you didn't throw Cutter in there. That would have been a fucking not the right side.
Socks are hot, dude.
Hey, how about the game last night? Fuck it.
That was a banger, man.
That was a bit of an acid trip all around with a crazy ending.
Very, very, very crazy ending.
Turner's pretty good on penalties.
Yeah, very. I had a hard time getting super into it because, there's zero starters basically for the USMNT.
My app also like cut out when it went to penalties, dude.
Tough time for it to cut out.
Yeah, that's awful.
It literally just said the game was over. I was like, I don't know if it was because I was on my phone. I was like, what the fuck?
Alexi Lawless was so upset on the halftime coverage about how US soccer played in the first half. He was like about to throw his pen across the set.
He does that. He does that quite a bit.
That's kind of his gimmick, yeah.
Yeah, he does that quite a bit.
He's angry. He's angry Lawless all the time.
Yeah.
BJ
got the boys back.
I had a decent golf bet with Sepp Straka on
there you go, Tony.
Hell yeah, Tony.
I can't listen. I had Denny McCarthy and Shank who were both in the top five going to Sunday. So I basically hedged on like four or five guys and Sepp ended up coming through.
Good for you for riding that out. That was a classic Tone cash out.
Were you thinking about it?
I got lucky. Okay.
Yeah.
I got lucky. So he doubled 18. It went down to like $900 or whatever, but he still had a two-shot lead. And then when Todd made the birdie to cut it to one, and it looked like I was actually – I had daddy daycare yesterday because my wife's out of town for work. So I was actually riding the baby around in a bike. So I wasn't even watching it during those few holes.
That's a sweet move.
Got home.
She love it?
Oh, yeah. So I have the bike and then there's like a...
Yeah, this little perch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, not the perch.
Do you have the full thing?
It's attached to the back.
Yeah.
Like a wagon.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw something.
Off the...
Yes, off the back tire.
Wow. You got to worry about rocks kicking up or anything? Nice netting?
No, it's all good.
Okay.
But anyways, I got home and Todd was on 17 down two. So it was great. Fucking worked out because I would have cashed out. You know I would.
Oh, yeah.
100% would have.
When you sent me that screenshot, I was like, I I know Tony. Like, I think I know. He's about to pull the trigger.
Yeah. Anything else happened this weekend? There was UFC fights, but we don't know anything.
There wasn't those, a UFC
dude, baller, man.
So I mean,
that was, what a way to end your career. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I did not watch that.
No, yeah.
I did watch a decent amount of tennis, and it's pretty fun.
Weekend, yeah.
It's like the shots that they hit. I've seen like how they go in between the legs and they just fucking stripe one, and then it just paints a corner. It's so fucking.
We're into the quarters now. My favorite tennis shot right now is when you get that fucking high kick and you get a fucking jump back in.
Oh yeah,
that is a good one.
Fucking sweet.
Oh, Sean Casey's coming to save the Yankees.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Sweet. That's good for vibes.
We're going to have the mayor on.
Mayor.
Great the mayor and fringe stripes. I never thought I'd see
that. Maybe that's all those bats need is a vibe check.
People are complaining like, oh, Aaron Boone can just hire his buddies now, I guess. It's like, shut up. The mayor is going to fix this lineup.
The league for 20 fucking years.
He's a 300 hitter for like the decade and a half.
And when the Yanks aren't hitting for shit. What? Who cares? You can try it. Who cares?
Who cares?
Do you get one? You won Saturday, right, Bruce?
Yeah, we stink, dude. Domingo was pitching well, gave up like a 2-run homer, and then the bullpen gave the game away. They stink.
Hawks are fucking hot. We're ready. We're coming for you.
Okay. So tonight?
Tonight. One of my favorite sporting events.
Love the Derby.
Of the year.
The Derby is a good watch.
Awesome. Love the Derby. So basically, go ahead.
I usually pick the winner of this thing, to be honest with you.
Oh,
wow, Bruce.
Start us off.
All right. Well, you had a problem with tonight's Derby?
The bracket is super slanted in Louis Robert's favor. He is the one seed. You know, Alonzo has J-Rod. That's a super tough 7 seed there.
Yeah, it is.
Because the seeding's based on whatever, yeah. July 4th home runs. Yeah, I just wish that Vladdy and Alonzo weren't kind of on with J-Rod in there too. In that collision course, Louis kind of has a bit of a walk.
Does he?
Well, I mean, Mookie, you can worry about him. But I think the winner's small.
I think the winner's coming out of that side.
And I don't think Rushman's going to make a lot of noise.
See.
Did Alonzo win it last year again?
No, it was Soto.
Soto, yes.
Soto went against fucking J-Rod in the final.
J-Rod, I believe, hit the second most home runs ever in a home run derby.
See.
J-Rod and Alonzo in the first rounds.
My thing is, Alonzo, you know, he had that wrist injury this year. I went deep into the fucking weeds for today because what else can you do?
Here's the thing.
It's his World Series.
Yeah, if you bet on Pete Alonso and are rooting for him while he's doing front squats in between rounds, like, shame on you. It's not worth the trip to the window at plus 330. I understand that he has a legitimate shot to win tonight, but come on. I'm not sitting here rooting for the polar bear.
No. I will not be taking the polar bear. Especially to Ty Griffey in his home stadium.
J-Rod at home.
Not something I want to see. Here's, okay, Pete Alonso, fucking exit velocity. Over the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, including this year. Starting in 2019, 118. 2020, 118. 2021, 118. 2022, 117. This year is exit velocity, 113. Okay, it's down a little bit.
Oh, so you're saying...
I'm saying he might not have the juice this year.
Throw the baby out with the bathwater.
He might not have the juice this year. I actually, who is he going up against in the first round? I thought about
J-Rod.
Oh J-Rod. Yeah, it's J-Rod. I think I'm going to take J-Rod in the first to beat him.
Yeah, I like J-Rod too. Plus 125.
J-Rod's got a 116 exit velocity. I looked at exit velocity, launch angle, fucking barrel percentage. And I got a couple guys, and I went this morning and I watched all of their home runs this season because I wanted to see them.
Okay.
I wanted to get a feel.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Did you go back and watch last year's Derby?
I did not.
Or Vladdy's Derby.
Vladdy fucking hit bombs.
Yeah, I think he has the most
Garcia,
ever.
Garcia, Rosarena matchup's interesting.
Vladdy, when you look at like exit velocity, and he's up there, okay? I like, there's two guys' stats that I like, and that's Louis Robert. And it was Adolis Garcia from the fucking Rangers. He could fucking mash the ball.
Yeah.
And he's also pitcher comes into this. He's got the pitcher that Joey Gallo used a couple years ago. So he's there. I mean, but Alonso's got a repeat pitcher. Vlad's got a repeat pitcher. The guy, though, who I watched with my eyes and I kind of liked actually was fucking Rutschman.
Really?
That's why I think the winner comes from that.
Who's his pitcher?
It's his dad, actually.
I was gonna guess that it is his dad.
Sorry.
Fathers have won before in this.
They have.
Yeah. One time.
So I'm going Louis Robert, Adolis Garcia, which sucks because they're gonna have to play each other in the second round.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. betting angle not the best. And
I'll go exact J Rod over Robert +2,000 in the final.
Alright.
Okay.
That's actually my play as well, Gumpy. I think J-Rod beats Louis Robert in the final as well. The one seed hasn't won in this new format, and this is like the perfect setup for Louis Robert to be the first one who does it. I think J-Rod can kind of outlast him. Vladdy is taking the highest percentage of tickets, while J-Rod is taking the highest percentage of handle.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could call J-Rod a bit of the sharp angle, and Vladdy kind of the public spot. With Vladdy and Garcia both, I worry about just the level of their violence in their swings and how long they kind of keep it up, right?
Yeah.
Like Garcia, I think, is live in the first round, no doubt.
For sure. So he has the best barrel percentage, hitting it right on the fucking meat of the barrel. Mookie's got the best launch angle, but Mookie has the lowest exit velocity, obviously, because he would be the smallest of the competitors, I believe.
Yeah. It would be crazy if Mookie just fucking won.
It would be.
Doesn't seem possible.
He could get hot.
Anything is possible.
But yeah, Louis Robert +440 and J-Rod +500 for me.
Yeah, see, like, it almost...
J-Rod opened 650. That was a fucking overlay and a half.
I hate that they're all on the same side because, you know, Rutschman or Robert is going to be done first round.
Yep.
And then the winner of that, if Garcia goes on, is going to be done in the next round. So it's kind of stupid to bet like that.
Yeah.
I'm really fucking not loving it right now.
Yeah, you kind of played yourself.
Worked yourself into a shoe.
But hey, one of the guys is going to be through.
Maybe. All right. So for tonight, I'm taking longest home run under 485.5. Hasn't gone over since fucking Coors Field. And guess what? They're not playing at Coors. Garcia -144 in the first round. And then I'll take J-Rod in the first round too, against Alonso.
Plus yeah, I like J-Rod in the first round. And then I'd put Rom and Vladdy into a parlay for the first round, because they're both -200. And then I like J-Rod to win it, and I like J-Rod over Robert in the final.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Basically same here, Gumpy. How do you guys feel about player to hit longest home run? Vladdy's heavy favorite, +240. I think Garcia might be live there at 7-1.
Garcia can fucking mash. Robert can fucking mash too, man.
Yeah, he's 4-1 there. That's always
the over under combined dingers is 276.5.
I kind of want to bet under that. I don't know why.
I don't think I'm going to be betting.
How about over under 22 miles? Who is keeping track of that tonight?
Who's
breaking out the calculator?
Oh my God.
Ridiculous.
Well, yeah, the only thing I'm throwing tonight is I'm throwing Louis Roberts to win it all. As a White Sox fan, the only thing that I've seen consistently out of the entire fucking team has been his hitting. So keep it up tonight, buddy. Thanks.
Rutschman's the only lefty. Oh, he's a switch hitter, but he's the only guy who can go from the left side of the plate.
Yeah. You're just praying dad doesn't get the yips.
For sure. You are 100% fucking accurate on that one. Fucking. Yeah. All right. That's tonight.
God, we have nothing to talk
about. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough right now. We will do the game tomorrow. Okay? Talk about that. We'll fucking see. We'll fucking break down the pitching lineups.
Yeah, American League -140. You can go ahead and shove it.
Tony. Dirty Mike's got some Wimbledon?
Yeah, so a lot of heavy
favorites. Did you just try to fucking quote in the middle of the show?
Nope.
A lot of heavy favorites. The wedding singer, Yannick Sinner, is minus 700. No play there. Dirty Mike thinks that it's time to take a swing at the Old Firm.
Oh, really?
Yep. We are playing Andrei Rublev at plus 890 against Novak Djokovic.
Wow.
And Rublev to win a set is minus 104.
Now, Joker did win 3-1 today from last night or whatever. But, you know, 7-6 those first two.
Yeah.
Could have won anyway.
Rublev is in top form.
Okay, so we're taking Rublev.
Yeah, obviously we're taking a shot at 9-1 here against the greatest tennis player of all time. But that's what we're doing, okay? Sure.
Why not? What else are we going to do?
Nothing, but really. There's something on the women's side as well. Rybakina,
okay,
minus 160. I like a lot.
Oh, you do?
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't know if you fucking jumped in on that one.
No, nah, I don't know. I don't know who that is, Tony.
I don't know. You never know. I'm trying to look to see if.
So there you have it.
I'm trying to look to see if there's any other bets on here. I don't know yet, but. There's a good chance I'm going to lock in fucking Wisconsin to win the Big Ten West.
Cheers.
You're not playing any summer league tonight, Mitt?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, Mitt.
Should we jump over there? Let's see what's going on.
Do you know more than like three players on each team?
Well, some teams have their entire roster playing.
Yeah.
I mean, Keegan Murray was in the playoffs. He's putting up 60 a night in summer league. What the fuck is going on?
Take the Rockets, okay?
Yeah.
Where
the Rockets have everybody playing. Yeah, the Rockets do have their whole fucking team playing.
I can't even find it. I'll make a pick tonight. Knowing nothing.
It's on DraftKings.
It's on every book.
I can't find it.
I got Sacramento money line tonight, minus 130.
Give me the Heat minus the 5.5 against the Suns. They don't have a roster at the bottom to fill a summer league team, so
valid point.
It's not like the Heat don't. And that's summer. That was talking summer league.
Good summer league. I mean, if Keegan Murray's putting up 50, the Kings should be winning these games.
You would think so, right?
Hopefully he's out there tonight. Christ.
Might not be.
Might have an off night.
Hey, when we get so show tomorrow, and then we go on a little bit of a break here. When we get back. We can, we will definitely do our
conference by conference
division previews.
By division,
yes! Division by division previews. And we will have the always fun preseason unders or preseason your third string quarterback, not bad, we'll bet on you.
Yeah,
the win total.
I'm already licking my chops thinking about the 49ers minus 6.5 week one preseason.
They're gonna be the best. This is not. They're going to be the best preseason football team of all time.
They got to be, right?
Are they in Pittsburgh week one?
Yeah, at the sure.
2.5?
Ooh. TJ, though.
What about him?
He'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there. He'll
be there with bells on.
TJ V. Bosa.
TJ V. Bosa.
Gonna be exciting.
I'm sick of all these edge rushers. We need to start talking again about defensive ends.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Exactly.
It's true. People forget Michael Strahan.
I mean, that guy's upset about everything every day on the internet.
Matthias Kiwanuka.
What happened?
Cam Jordan.
All right, boys.
Just go have a look at his Twitter and see what he's upset about.
Yeah, I will.
Every day.
Okay, I will. Mitt, you got anything for us today?
And now,
Tony, I do.
Now a quote from Emmett McMahon.
You know, today's like today. We don't have a lot of sports to gamble on, Tony. And you know what? Some people would say that's a punch in the fucking face. You know what? Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. It's from Mike Tyson.
I've never heard that one before.
Have you really not heard that one before? All right.
It is true. I had a massive plan for Rough and Rowdy, and then I got punched in the face and my left contact fell out.
His quote was right on Friday, though. Monday did, in fact, come.
It did come, and we're right here, baby.
Here we are.
Here we
didn't
are.
Didn't even think about it. Didn't even have to think about it.
Making picks.
All right, boys. We'll be back tomorrow with the All-Star game and some more stuff. And
Wimbledon, Scottish Open.
Maybe some MLS. Oh, yeah. Junkies, tomorrow, Scottish Open. Thank you for the reminder.
There you go.
Yeah. And then the Open, which we won't be here for, so maybe we'll tweet those out.
Feed up. Join it. Finding a VPN and
that will be, you know,
Croatia.
Not bad fucking, you know, wake up.
You're going Croatia? You're going to Croatia, Bruce?
I'm a Hajduk, so I'm a Hajduk.
Oh, shit.
Bruce will be in Croatia.
I actually...
I'm going to have to bet at the...
Keep an eye out for a flick, a picture of me potentially with Luka Modric. We're going to be hunting him down.
This dude's a fucking asshole.
Bruce is not the only one going to Europe. Fucking, the boys are going everywhere.
You said it.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.